Blog Talk Radio.
Give it a sec. All right, good folks. Of course, as usual, every week we're on the line with our favorite college football guru. We got War Room Sports college football contributor Fred Perdue on the line with us. What's going on, Fred?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. College football is heating up. I see that Mississippi State and then leapfrog Florida State for the number one spot. You got Florida State heads and ACC heads all upset about that, saying it's the SEC bias, this and that. But you got to understand strength of schedule. I definitely understand why, you know, Mississippi was able to do that. But look, man, let's get to your games of the week because we know that Florida State is featured in one of those games. So let's go ahead and start it off with number 14 Kansas State versus number 11 Oklahoma. What do you see in this matchup?
I like Oklahoma in this matchup, but this is the traditional letdown game for Oklahoma. This is a game that they're probably going to find a way to lose. Kansas State isn't a great team, but they're better than most. Trevor Knight, the quarterback for Oklahoma, the hype is not there anymore. Oklahoma is what they are. They don't really run the ball really well, but they don't really do anything really well. But they're Oklahoma. They're going to beat you with basic talent. They're going to out-talent you at this point in the season. And Sterling Shepard is the guy I want to watch for this game, wide receiver for Oklahoma. Former walk-on, actually. His dad actually played at Oklahoma as well. Actually was a star receiver there as well. The bloodlines at Oklahoma, everywhere. You look, there's always somebody's kid is going to Oklahoma to follow in their parents' footsteps. This is no different. Trevor Knight is going to feast on this Kansas State secondary, and I think they're going to rebound from having a game where it wasn't supposed to be close against Texas. Give me Oklahoma.
Okay. All right, next matchup, number 21, Texas A&M goes in the face. Roll Tide, number 7, Alabama. What do you see in this one?
Kenny Hill, he's no longer Thrill Hill, Trill Hill. He doesn't need to be called any of that. He needs to be Kenny Hill. He's not Johnny Manziel. This team started off hot against a bad South Carolina team that, again, had lost two All-Americans on their defensive line and three All-Americans in their secondary. This is not the same South Carolina team. Offensively, this is not the same South Carolina team. South Carolina did not run the ball well enough, and that's what happens when you beat a team that's very overrated. Since then, Texas A&M has been in some shootouts. The defense has looked terrible ever since, and we thought their defense was going to be pretty good. On the flip side, Alabama hasn't looked really great on the road, losing to Ole Miss. Not really looking all that great against Arkansas, needing a block extra point from the first quarter, only scoring 14 points. Blake Sims looks like the guy at quarterback. At this point, I'm not too sure. Alabama, for the first time in a long time, was not able to run the football, and that is their bread and butter. They're not the type of team. Alabama reminds me a lot of what the Seattle Seahawks do in the NFL. They right. aren't that team you want to come back from behind in. They don't have that kind of team. Lane Kiffin needs to open up his offense, and Blake Sims is going to have to focus. He use his talents and not be pigeonholed. But the run game has to work for this team to be successful on offense. Defensively, this team is pretty good. They have some breakdowns in the secondary, but when you have guys like Landon Collins and A'shaun Robinson on the defensive line, who I really love, I think he's going to be a first-round stud, top five actually, going in not this year but next year. Once he's a junior, Alabama can say goodbye to him. Give me Alabama for this game. I actually think Alabama's going to win this game pretty comfortably.
Okay. We got number 10. Georgia, of course, without Todd Gurley, versus Arkansas. What do you see in this one?
This is going to be a game that's going to be pretty boring to the casual college football fan because Arkansas, they run the football and they do it very well. They have their offensive line actually averages more across the board, more weight across the board than the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, and that's quite. telling, although the Dallas Cowboys, I think their offensive line is pretty good at this point. But Arkansas, their quarterback in Brandon Allen isn't all that great. But Trey Flowers, you're going to want to watch him as well on the defensive line for Arkansas. But in the end, I think Georgia's going to win this one, even without Todd Gurley, Keith Marshall. Nick Chubb, the true freshman, is going to have to get a lot of carries just like he did last week. And Hudson Mason is going to have to make some plays. Give me Georgia to win this one. By a score 17-7.
Okay. And this one, this is the big one of the week, at least in my opinion, the biggest game of the week. Number 5, Notre Dame going in to see the reigning national champs, number 2, Florida State. What's the situation here? What's up with James Winston? Like, is he going to play? Is he going to ever play again? Like, what's the situation in this game?
Oh, man. If you just on the field, this Florida State team isn't as good as the last year's edition of this Florida State team. They had a lot of talent on offense leave. You lose Kenny Shaw, you lose a guy in Kelvin Benjamin, both NFL guys. Kelvin Benjamin, a first-round player, going to the Panthers. Jameis Winston also looks human at this point. Carlos Williams replacing Devontae Freeman, who's now with the Falcons. The offensive line doesn't look as great. And I had Cameron Irving, their left tackle, who's now been moved to center. I had him graded out early on as a possible first-rounder. Not too sure yet. But this team doesn't look like the same Florida State team. Even on defense, they just don't look the same. They don't look as explosive. The pass rush isn't there. They've had some tears early on. I'm sorry, Clemson shouldn't beat you even come close to beating you even without Jameis Winston. When you're rotating quarterbacks and you lose all the talent that they lost. And NC State has no business ever, and I mean ever, throwing 24 points up on Florida State at any point ever. As long as Jimbo is there. Jameis Winston off the field has been just another headache, and I just don't understand why this kid keeps doing all the stupid things that he's doing, whether it was Crabgate, whether it was the alleged rape situation that they reopened the case to, or yelling obscenities in the student union, or even signing autographs when you know Johnny Manziel got in trouble for it last year, and you know Todd Gurley got in trouble for it this year, and you still did it. Jimbo Fisher is gonna protect his guy, but at the same time, you got to be smarter than that. And on the Notre Dame side of it, they're still dealing with an academic scandal. DeVaris Daniels, their senior stud receiver, he's not gonna play anymore. And Kavari Russell, he's not gonna be playing either. They're done. Their careers at Notre Dame are done. That says a lot about what this scandal is going on. Notre Dame, they don't even bring in JUCO guys. They only bring in the top of the top. When it comes to academics, they want to be separated from everyone else. Well, this is what happens every time a school wants to finally figure out how to win again, and Notre Dame has had struggles winning again. But this team is not great. They're not even as good as that team a couple of years ago with Manti Te'o on defense, with Everett Golson. Everett Golson has improved vastly. But the pieces around him have not. I still think Florida State handles this game pretty well in Tallahassee. All the pressure's on them. They lost their number one spot. They haven't lost a game in a long time. I think Jimbo uses this as motivation, almost like an NFL team does. Everyone's against us, and we just got to come out with a win against a top five team. Florida State wins this game. I think they win this game pretty big.
All right, well, the team you covered, the Miami Hurricanes, are on a bye this week. Real quick, we got about a minute left, but give me your midseason grades on the U and what's going on with them.
Well, on the coaching side, I'm very disappointed with what I've seen on the defensive side, coaching as well as offensively, the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. The secondary has been solid. But overall, on the coaching side, I got to give those guys a C plus. They're keeping guys' heads above water, but they're not doing the best job in the world. Offensively, as a unit, I give the offense a B minus to deal with what they've dealt with. Duke Johnson coming back from injury. You have a true freshman quarterback, after having a senior go down and another freshman leave and having all those issues. I give them a B minus. They have to run the ball more if they're going to be successful. And on defense, I give this team a D. Defensively, this team has just been awful. It just really, for whether it's against the run, against the pass, it's just bad, and I'm just not impressed with what I've seen. They can improve with some cupcake games down the stretch. But this, with a schedule with North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Virginia, and the rest of those teams that are left in the ACC Coastal, if they even make it, which they may more than likely won't, to an ACC Coastal Championship, this team is in for a nice ride of getting a lot of points scored on.
All right, well, we'll see what they do in the second half. All right, Fred, as usual, man, thank you for the time and dropping all this college football knowledge on our audience. Let everybody know before you get out of here or where they can get in touch with you on the Internet.
Well, you guys can reach me on Twitter at FProduceSports. Also, I'm always available with the War Room Sports crew, always doing field vision, doing some other things, and just kind of following the world of college football. It's that time of year, mid-season, and it's gonna be, things are really about to pick up, especially with the playoff situation going forward.
All right, then, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, no doubt.